Thanks for tuning into the Profit Matters Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. This morning's report is brought to you by Calcium Products. I'm Anna Hostert reporting. The black cows on the corn stalks and green cover crops, it's a beautiful sight to see, says Brendan Unkrich of Swedesburg in northern Henry County. Unkrich's dual-purpose cover crops benefit his cattle herd and crop acres. We'll have more after this short break.
I'm Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Applying your sulfur fertilizer in the fall eliminates the hassle of fighting spring weather to get it done. Due to its solubility, SO4 pelletized gypsum provides application flexibility and is well suited for fall application. Other sources don't have the right solubility to meet crop needs when applied in the fall. Ask your agronomist about SO4 pelletized gypsum and visit our website at www.calciumproducts.com.
Brendan Unkrich first looked into cover crops 8 years ago as a way to feed his cattle herd.
You know, you're always short on cattle feed. You never find a cow that's not full. And we decided, you know, what's another way we can start feeding cattle more on a cheaper rate? And we figured with the cover crops doing that in the fall, and it has multiple purposes where it can add organic nutrients to the soil. And it just, we felt like it could do multiple things for us.
Unkrich raises seed corn, which presents another opportunity for cover crops. Some farmers plant soybeans in the isolation areas, while other plants cover crops. Unkrich found another way to make use of that space.
We didn't want to have to isolate every other year on those small little corners. So we found out if it's sorghum, it's just like a corn, so then we can put beans on the whole field. And it really helps us out because we need some cattle feed anyway. So what we do is we put sorghum in those corners, and we hire a chopper come in to chop it, and then we put it into a bunker for cattle feed. The isolation works well with it, and then being able to keep it all one field the following year.
Now, Unkrich recently turned his cow-calf herd onto his 3-inch-tall cover crop. He reflects on the excitement of releasing his cattle onto these fruitful acres each year.
They just want to get out of their pasture. So when they open that electric fence and they see that, especially the older ones, there's nothing stopping them. They get out there and they kick like kids going out to a playground. And it's a pretty sight, because then they get out there in that black color of a cow out there on the corn stalk and the green cover crop. It's a beautiful sight, and it just keeps everything clean and keeps everything healthy. The only ones that didn't go out were the younger cows that thought the electric fence was still there. So hopefully in a couple days they'll be out there too.
Unkrich bought a John Deere seeder to broadcast cover crops. He still finds value in aerial seeding and firmly believes Mother Nature plays a crucial role in establishment. Unkrich plans to stick with the status quo, which includes cover crops, for years to come. He adds, "We think they're great," and encourages other folks to look into them.
Well, there's funding to do it, so I really don't know why you wouldn't want to try it at least some places. And I understand there's some ground that it doesn't work as well, but every farmer has multi-levels of different kind of ground, and I would think they could find something to try it on at least. And it's just like anything in farming, you got to try it once to see if it fits your operation.
Today's report is part of the Row Crop Run series, which is brought to you by the Iowa Seed Association. The Iowa Seed Association oversees the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative, which offers cost-share funding to growers implementing cover crops post-seed corn harvest. For more information about this effort, visit sustainableseedcorn.org. I'm Anna Hostert reporting.